From the New Jersey Times, I'm Alingad Mitra. This is The Daily 2. In Germany, the far-right suspect Franco A. was the first soldier to be tried for terrorism since World War II. Prosecutors believe he was going to impersonate a refugee and then kill German leaders to start a backlash against immigrants. Today, an interview with Franco A. It's Friday, June 25th. Once again, we were scooped by my old roommate, Michael Barbaro, who not only would add nuts to everything I cooked, even though he knew I was allergic, but also today chose to cover the rise of far-right extremism in Germany. Luckily, we were still able to score a big interview with German soldier and suspect Franco A.
Yes, thank you for having me. I'm hoping I can clear up all these misconceptions about me.
Well, let's start with the charges of terrorism.
Well, let's start with me asking you a question first. If a man is from Germany, can he ever really commit terrorism against Germany?
Yes.
Right. Okay.
So the state is accusing you of pretending like you had come in from Syria so that you could receive a fake identity as an asylum seeker. Do you deny that you did that?
Okay. Let me ask you a question. At some level, aren't we all pretending to be someone we are not?
Okay, but are you saying you did or did not pretend to be a refugee?
No, I did that. But I did that so I could show how flawed Germany's refugee system is. If a German could pretend to be Syrian and get papers, there's something wrong. I was helping, you see.
But if that was the reason you did it, why didn't you immediately go to the authorities after you got the fake status? It only came out over a year later, and that too, by accident.
Yes. I wanted to learn more details over time. Like, are they giving the refugees too many toothbrushes?
Oh, were they giving them too many toothbrushes?
No. It turned out to be just the right amount. Slightly less toothpaste, which is always frustrating. But, see, I only learned that by staying undercover for so long.
Well, the state is claiming your plan was to kill some German leaders while pretending to be this refugee. Then that would spark backlash against immigrants. In fact, you went to where prominent German lawmakers worked and took pictures of where they parked their cars.
Okay, I can explain that. I took pictures of their cars, yes, in the garage, yes. But that wasn't because I was planning an assassination. I took those pictures for the lawmakers, because it's so easy to forget where you park your car, you know? So I was going to see them and be like, look, here's where you parked your car. And they would say, oh, wow, Franco, you are so great. And we would become the best of friends.
Your alibis are starting to sound more and more outlandish, Franco. You also had stockpiled an assault rifle, 1,000 rounds of ammunition, and 50 explosives.
Okay, I can explain that. You see, I hate guns. I hate them. So I've been collecting as much ammunition as I can. And you see, that's why I have the explosives. My plan was to blow up all the guns. So I created a small bonfire and was about to add the guns to the bonfire, but the police caught me before I had the chance to increase peace.
Franco, come on. How are we supposed to believe this? Are you denying that you have Nazi beliefs?
Oh, I would never.
But you wrote a master's thesis in which you argued the downfall of civilizations has always been immigration and the dilution of racial purity brought on by minorities.
Okay, come on. That was a master's thesis. Nobody reads those. I was just trying to hit the page requirement. So I might have copied and pasted stuff from my copy of Mein Kampf.
But that's the point. Why do you have a copy of Mein Kampf?
Mm-hmm. It looks bad. Okay, but I bought it so that other people wouldn't have access to it. I was actually going to blow it up too. I hate Hitler, okay? I hate him. He took it too far, truly. If I had a time machine, I would go back in time and I would give him a stern talking to. I would say, stop that. Stop it, Hitler.
But there's also your voice memos. You've basically been recording your thoughts for years, and you even said in one of those memos that, quote, Hitler was above everything.
Okay, I can explain that. I was joking.
Why would you possibly record yourself saying that as a joke?
Because it is my dream to do stand-up comedy, okay? You know, like Seinfeld the Jew.
It's just Seinfeld.
Oh, interesting. Okay, yes. So, like just Seinfeld, or my second favorite comedian, Larry David the Jew. So, I was recording these thoughts that were funny to me, like, LOL, what if people still thought Hitler was great? Yeah, it needs some work, but I never got a chance to do it on stage because I was arrested.
But you said hail Hitler.
Yeah, I said I wanted it to hail on Hitler, as in bad weather. The audio quality was crappy. I was using a Motorola. I should have paid extra for the iPhone.
Okay, but the reason you ultimately were arrested, Franco, was because you were found trying to take a hidden gun out from a bathroom in the airport.
I can explain that. You see, I found the gun in the bathroom. Really, I should be given medals. I was just pooping. And I ended up looking behind the toilet, and voila. I probably foiled some terrorist plot. So you should be thanking me and my pre-flight poop.
Surely you don't expect us to believe that you just happened to find a gun in the bathroom of an airport during a pre-flight poop.
Okay, you got me. I didn't find it there. I found it outside of the airport, but I had recently seen The Godfather, so I hid it in the bathroom because I knew it would be safe, because nobody but a psycho would look for a gun in the bathroom.
But in The Godfather, they hide the gun in the bathroom to commit an assassination.
Mm-hmm. I can explain that too. Michael didn't kill the Turk. It was food poisoning. Michael Corleone was actually trying to save him by shooting the food out of him directly from his stomach.
Okay, we'll be right back.
I'm going to jail, right?
Definitely.
A laundry detergent doesn't have to be bad for the environment. That's why here at 77th Generation, our detergent has only one natural ingredient, ocean water. So your clothes will come back smelling the way Mother Nature intended, like fish. 77th Generation, the odor of caring.
Here's what else you need. Tenere. The UK will ban ads for junk food on TV before 9 p.m. But Britain will still be subjected to ads for regular gross British food. Today's guest was comedian Zane Sharif. Follow him on Instagram at Zane Sharif Comedy. Links are in the show notes. And subscribe to the podcast for a new episode every day and to binge on past sketches. That's it for the Daily 2. I'm Olengad Mitra. See you on Monday.